poll, most Canadians disagree with new transgender policies. By Alana Mastrangelo on September 25, 2023. A majority of Canadians reject their government's proposal that adults and children be allowed to freely switch legal sexes, according to a survey from the Angus Reid Institute. The Angus Reid survey, released on September 19, found that a clear majority of Canadians are opposed to adopting gender-neutral terminology, Canada's National Post reported. The poll found that 67% of respondents object to this trend, agreeing that it devalues the female identity in society. Moreover, 50% of women under age 34, generally the group most accepting of gender-neutral language, are against it. For these issues that focus specifically on female identity, motherhood, and birth, there is little appetite for gender-neutral language, the survey read. The transgender agenda, for example, has been pushing to replace terms like pregnant women with pregnant people and breastfeeding with a made-up word chest feeding. Canadian public health agencies have already adopted pregnant people as the standard term in referring to pregnant women, and some health agencies have even begun using chest feeding, the National Post pointed out. Moreover, only 35% of respondents agree with the concept that anyone who wishes can identify as a woman, and about that same number, 34%, agree that women are only those who were born with female genitalia. Another 18% of respondents say they are comfortable with men legally becoming women only if they change their genitalia through surgery. The results of the poll also suggested that a majority of Canadians, 52%, disagree with recent legal reforms in their country that support sex self-identification. The notion that a Canadian can personally attest to being a member of the opposite sex in order to start legally living as one. Up until the early 2010s, Canadian citizens typically needed a doctor's note or proof of sex reassignment surgery to be legally recognized as the opposite sex. But by 2017, a series of tribunal decisions and policy updates made self-identification the basis of everything, from applying for a passport to playing for Team Canada, the National Post explained. Most Canadians were also opposed to a new trend that involves including pronouns, such as he/him or she/her, to one's name in emails, social media posts, or even during in-person introductions. A majority of respondents, 66%, disagree that everyone should put their pronouns in their social media profiles. While there is currently no rule requiring federal civil servants to do this, it is encouraged and has become common, the report noted. The survey's results also suggested that while Canadians are against these practices, they are personally welcoming of transgender people in their social circles. A vast majority, 71%, even say that transgender Canadians face a lot of discrimination in their daily lives, and 69% say that if their child identified as transgender, they would affirm the new identity. But when it came to hormone therapy for minors, 63% say they are against it. As Breitbart News reported, large anti-grooming protests swept across Canada last week as demonstrators spoke out against transgender propaganda and gender identity ideology being taught to children in schools. The concept of transgenderism has become a major problem in recent years. And as academia, children's books, television shows, media outlets, and left-wing activists continue to hype transgenderism and guide children to doubt their biological sex, more young people are identifying as non-binary. Research published in 2021 found that more than 1 in 4, 26%, LGBTQ youth identify as non-binary. An additional 20% said they are not sure or are questioning if they identify as non-binary. Additionally, a recent study strongly suggests that social contagion is a factor in teenagers and young adults identifying as transgender. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram.